This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, May 16, 2008. Dying for a drink? The scripture is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12. If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. I met him in the city of Chicago. He came up to me after I'd spoken at a city mission where several homeless men came every night to eat and sleep. He told me that he once had a successful dental practice and had served three times as an elder in a local church. And now he said, "I'm a hopeless alcoholic, and it happened because I thought it could never happen to me." The book Dying for a Drink tells the story of a Christian minister who admits his drinking problem and goes for help. According to one of the authors, at least 15% of the adult population abuse alcohol or have become dependent on it. He adds, alcoholism ignores the boundaries of gender, age, and race. And he might add, religion. This could mean that on an average Sunday, a surprising percentage of the worshipers in church are in the clutches of alcohol. Some have fallen into the trap without intending to or because they thought it would never happen to them. Paul gives an urgent warning. If you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Don't cover up, and don't deny the problem. Recognize the danger, acknowledge the addiction, surrender it to the Lord, and ask for help. In the words of the late Alex DeYoung, there's hope and help for the alcoholic. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we pray for all who struggle with addiction. Give each one the courage to go for help. Give us all hope, we pray, and help us to show your love. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.